Welcome councillors, officers and members of the public joining us on live stream. The meeting will commence with the council welcome and acknowledgement. We, the councillors of Hobsons Bay, recognise that we are privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. We respect and value our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declare that we will always act impartially to the best of our skill and judgement. Through our deliberations and our conduct, we will uphold the council values to deliver outcomes that enhance the city of Hobsons Bay. I'd like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to elders past and present. This meeting is being live streamed on the council website to enhance public access to the deliberations of council. The meeting is also being recorded as a podcast and will be made available on the council website tomorrow. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is for council to adopt the Hobsons Bay Councillor Code of Conduct 2021 in accordance with statutory timelines set by section 139 brackets 4 of the Local Government Act 2020, following the loss of the original motion at the council meeting held on the 9th of February 2021. Due to current COVID-19 restrictions, this council meeting is being conducted virtually in accordance with the Hobsons Bay governance rules and is being live streamed on the council website to enhance public access to the deliberations of council. Voting will be conducted by show of hands, as in the council chamber. Councillors, please indicate your vote by raising your hand for or against the motion when prompted, and make sure that it's somewhere near your face so that I can see your hand. If a councillor needs to leave the meeting at any time or for any reason other than for a conflict of interest, the councillor will stand to indicate their intention to leave and then walk away from the screen. I'll just remind you to please not turn off your camera or to exit the virtual meeting. If a councillor needs to leave the meeting due to a declared conflict of interest, as the chairperson, I will remove the councillor from the virtual meeting into a waiting room until the matter under discussion has been resolved. I will then invite the councillor back into the meeting. If a councillor cannot be seen or heard due to technical issues and cannot carry on as a participant in the meeting will continue as long as a quorum remains. And if that quorum is lost, the meeting will be adjourned until the quorum can be returned. The time that any councillor leaves and returns to the meeting will be recorded in the minutes regardless of the reason for absence. And that concludes all the housekeeping and the rules that pertain to this particular meeting format in accordance with our governance rules. I'll move now to item 4, which is apologies. There are none to be granted. I'll go now to item 5. Disclosure of interest. Under the Local Government Act, councillors are required to disclose conflicts of interest. Councillors, are there any conflicts of interest to be disclosed?
No, Mayor Marsden.
Thank you. I'll look for a hand held high if anyone wants to declare a conflict. And since there are no hands up, I will take that there are no conflicts to be declared, and I indeed have no conflict either. Item 6, specifically 6.1.1, adoption of the Hobsons Bay Councillor Code of Conduct, our only item tonight. To begin, councillors, are there any questions? And if you have a question, please raise your hand. Councillor Grima, your screen is black. Oh, there you are. I can see you now. Thanks. Councillor Grima, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but for some reason my screen's come off. I'm trying to move around the house. Sorry.
That's okay. As long as we can see and hear you, and you can see and hear us.
Yeah. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. I'll ask again. Any councillors have any questions? Hold your hand up, and I'll go to you. Since I see no hands.
I'd like to move the motion if there's no questions, Mr. Mayor.
Please do. Councillor Briffa, the mover
Happy to second.
The Deputy Mayor, Councillor Dara Callender, the seconder. The motion is printed, namely that Council adopts the Hobsons Bay Councillor Code of Conduct 2021, noting that in accordance with Section 140(1) of the Local Government Act 2020, a council may review or amend the councillor code of conduct at any time. Councillor Briffa, you have 5 minutes to speak to the motion.
Thank you, and I'll try and keep it brief. I'm very pleased to support this code of conduct, and I'm pleased that councillors had the chance to discuss this at length last week and to also seek further advice, which we did again. As I said to councillors last week, we must adopt a formal code of conduct as a council, and I hope it's something that, frankly, we never have to use, as we will all treat each other with respect at all times. We'll all be mindful of our responsibilities under the Local Government Act and other statutory instruments. And importantly, we'll all work professionally at all times in the best interests of our community. I'm certainly committed to that, and I'm sure that all of my colleagues are too. This term of the council is only 4 or 4.5 months old, but I already have a very high level of confidence that we do all work well together. We work very well, you know, professionally, respectfully, collegiately, and treat each other fairly and with respect. As indeed I saw with the discussions about this last week. Community members might note that this version of the councillor code of conduct removed a lot of superfluous add-ons that weren't necessary and indeed weren't even enforceable. The contents of this code are enforceable by law and meets the requirements of the Local Government Act. I appreciate the history of the previous code of conduct, which we all signed up to immediately following the election, but that code had a lot of historical inclusions and that aren't necessary, and frankly, they were put together under the Local Government Act 1989. Last year, we've got a new Local Government Act, the Local Government Act 2020, and it's fitting with that new act that we create a code of conduct fit for a new act and fit for a new council. I thank my colleagues for the work and collaboration, particularly last week, in creating such a document, and that was created in the spirit of goodwill and trust. I also want to acknowledge the wonderful work of council officers who drafted and perhaps redrafted and redrafted the code of conduct for us, taking into consideration the feedback from councillors. I can imagine it was a not a pleasant process for council officers, but we got there in the end, and yeah, I'm just so pleased with the way that we all worked together. Finally, and as the motion suggests, this code of conduct is a living document. The code of conduct belongs to the councillors. It can be revised at any time. If any issues arise that warrant concern, we can discuss it and we can revise a code of conduct. We need to make sure that it continues to reflect the agreement that we make to each other as councillors about the way that we will work with each other, with the administration and with the community that we serve. With that, I'm very pleased to hear other comments, but I'm very pleased to move this motion and support the draft code of conduct. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. As the seconder, Councillor Callender, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So as you know, viewers would know, 2 weeks ago, I was one of the people who voted against the original code of conduct. And I've actually received a lot of support from people within the community for doing that, because you know, I stood my ground, and challenging the status quo obviously isn't always easy. At that time, I noted that our code of conduct was 40 pages long, whereas other councils had their code of conducts and they were, you know, at 13 pages. So ours was, you know, 3 times the length of some other municipalities, and I questioned why we needed that. And there were some, you know, concerns that I expressed about some of the content as well, because I found it restrictive, and, you know, that's something that I didn't think should be imposed on somebody who's a representative of the community and is in a position that where we need to represent the community and voice their concerns. At the time, I felt pressured to vote it in, but I'm actually glad that I didn't. As Councillor Briffa mentioned as well, it gave us the opportunity to speak to professional colleagues. I got some legal advice. You know, I had the opportunity as well to talk to other councillors and, you know, identify, you know, express my concerns and identify what we could include, what we had to include and what we could exclude. And one of the interesting things that I learned was that the only content that's actually enforceable is the law itself. And that's pretty much, you know, what we've factored into the new document, and we've managed to scale it back significantly. I believe it cuts out all that, you know, extra noise and the confusion. So what we've presented today is basically what is enforceable and what we need to stand by. If you look at other councils such as Melton and Yarra, they've also adopted the same approach, taken a common sense approach and decided to keep it simple. And they've voted in basically the bare bones legislation. And that's pretty much what we're doing today. As Councillor Briffer mentioned as well earlier, that it is a live document and we can revisit this in, you know, 6 months' time, a year or whatnot, and have a conversation about it at that point in time and decide whether there's anything else that we would like to include specifically. But again, noting that everything within this document is enforceable, I think that this is a great place to start and this is something that I'm happy to sign off on today.
Thank you, Councillor Callender. I'll now invite other speakers. Councillor Grimmie, you have 3 minutes. Go ahead. Councillor Grimmie, you're on mute.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. Look, I'm going to take ownership. I'm obviously, you know, Councillor Diana Grimmer. I also voted against the code of conduct. I relay that it's not disrespect to council or my colleagues or the, if anything, it was just about the community and how I carefully read it and I got advice also, and I just felt uncomfortable. I consulted with council and my colleagues, which I thought it was a very good educational and healthy practice what we conducted over the last few days. I am one, you know, I'm a team player myself, but if I've said this, I think I relayed this in chambers, if I don't believe in something, I cannot say I do agree with it. I've done that since, I think I said that, the age of 16, and I'm not going to change now. And that's where I'm my understanding, that's why I was against it, and I'm looking forward to adopting this code of conduct and listening to my other colleagues. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Grimmer. Councillor Sutton Legault, you have 3 minutes.
Thanks very much, and appreciate the comments of my colleague councillors. As with all documents, they are just documents. So they rely on the behaviour of everyone committing to a way of working together, collaborating together, and continuing to develop an approach with no surprises, so that we can take every opportunity prior to motions coming to council to discuss matters so that any issues or concerns or feelings of pressure can be dealt with beforehand. At the same time, I'm glad that we went through this process. It was very collegiate and supportive, and I'm happy to support the document that's before us now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sutton Legault. Are there any other speakers to the motion? Since there are none, I will now go to Councillor Briffer to sum up, if you so choose.
I'll just make sure that I unmute myself. I'll just keep it brief. thank you for the councillors that did speak to this motion. The things that, you know, really resonated with me from things that they said was things like, you know, being team players, the goodwill amongst us, working together, collaboration, the behaviour, professionalism, being supportive of one another. You know, if we do all of that, we don't need this code of conduct, frankly, because it'll be in a drawer somewhere and we're all professional, working together and getting the best outcomes for our community. That's what I hope happens. And with that, I'm happy to put this to the vote. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, Councillor Briffer. I'll now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? I can see 7 hands, which means the motion is carried unanimously. Thank you also very much for your for the debate tonight, for your collegiate approach to this, and for dealing with what is an awkward and artificial deadline imposed by the state government on us. I'm glad we now have a working code of conduct, and I echo your sentiments in that the discussion that we had in between the two meetings has been a really productive and healthy one, and enabling us to remind each other of the expectations we all have as a group as we spend the next 4 years together working in the interests of the people of Hobson's Bay and making decisions at this very forum. I'd like to thank you all again. As there is no further items of business, I will close the meeting at this time, which is 20 minutes past 6. Thank you and good night.